called 15 Ways to Be Where Your Feet Are. After experiencing a present moment focus and connection to the now that he has never felt before, Matthew Simons walks into the stadium and onto the field, along with Coach Kenny and JD. With less than 3 minutes to go, the Dominators trail 14-0. The Dominators are able to punch one in before the half, and as they go into the locker room, Coach Kenny and Matthew Simons have about 15 minutes to prepare to speak to the team at halftime. Coach Kenny preps Matthew Simons on the 13 ways to unleash the power of the process. He holds back on telling him the first one, because it's his favorite, and he wants to tell Matthew Simons that pivotal part of the process right before he speaks to the team so that it's fresh in his mind. As they enter the locker room, Coach Shea has just prepped the team on what they need to do physically in the second half to give themselves the best chance for success. He then looks over at Coach Kenny and Matthew Simons to indicate that the team is ready for their halftime speech. After delivering his signature halftime speech on working the cut, Coach Kenny challenges Matthew Simons to live on the edge of his comfort zone, to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. In order to do so, Matthew Simons admits that he needs to significantly improve his attitude and energy. Coach Kenny shares with him the 21 principles that produce a positive attitude and energy in anyone. After Matthew Simons has learned the 21 principles, and with less than 10 minutes to play in the third quarter, the Chicago Bees special teams comes onto the field to attempt a field goal to break the 14-14 tie. Coach Kenny, as a peak performance coach who always emphasizes that separation is in preparation, then asks Matthew Simons if he knows the number one preparation technique that special teams players and performers in any arena use. Chapter 1. Entering the Room.
I love special teams in football,
Coach Kenny commented.
It is by far the most undervalued, underappreciated aspect of the game, and in close games like this, it often comes down to special teams to determine who wins and who loses. These guys are on the field for less than a tenth of the plays. They get one chance, no time to get into a rhythm. They are the true one-play warriors. They run on the field, execute, and then run off. If they are successful, it's what they're supposed to do. If they aren't, everyone can see and everyone tells them they suck. If a lineman gets beat for a sack, you can hardly tell where the guy came from till you see the replay. Not with special teams, baby. You stand naked, fully exposed for all to see. It's easy to see when those guys mess up.
I never thought of it like that, Coach Kenny, I said. That's a very mental game position.
It sure is,
he replied.
I work a lot with special teams guys in PFL. Nobody on either of these two teams, but I can tell you exactly what they do to prepare. And it's something that every player should do to prepare and something that you should do to prepare. You know what that is? The most effective way to prepare that I know of?
I didn't, but I felt like I was about to find out.
Chapter 2. In Your Mind First.
Everything happens twice. First in your mind, then in reality. You will never outperform your self-image. You must always be working on your self-image and creating your reality before it happens,
Coach Kenny said.
Let me ask you something. Do you think any of these players in the stadium today ever doubted that they would play in the PFL?
Probably not. They probably always thought they would be here, I replied.
Not true. At some point, they all had doubts if they would end up here. But they all also had a vision that they would end up here. Now that they are here, have they enhanced their vision of themselves to be successful, that they will be here for a long time, or are they content with having arrived? One of the most powerful questions you can ask someone is to tell you the vision they have for their future. This will tell you a lot about what they value, what they think of themselves, what they see as possible. One of the best ways you can help to empower someone else is to ask them the right questions to help them shape the future that they truly want. This is where we go back to the question of what do you really want?
Coach Kenny was right. I had seen myself in the life I had now, but hadn't adjusted my vision for what I wanted it to look like. I needed and wanted to do this. I thought my vision board would help, but there had to be more I could do.
Chapter 3. See it, then be it.
Anything that you can vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon must, absolutely must, come to pass.
Coach Kenny was quoting Paul J. Meyer, a pioneer in the personal development industry.
I truly believe that and have seen it again and again. If you can see it, truly desire it, and then work your tail off to achieve it, you will not, cannot be denied. The piece that